So the big question is this: how do people like you and me, who didn't get an MBA from Harvard Business School, who came from a modest background, how do we present our intelligence, our skills, and our experience in a way that makes the top consulting firms hire us, yet still stay true to ourselves on the way? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. So there's something funny about coaching. A friend of mine, she decided to go to do a coaching program, and it's an $8,000 coaching program, and it wasn't even that many hours of coaching. It was just this very famous coach. And she said, you know what? Actually, I went there, but I don't know, the coaching, it wasn't anything unexpected or so. It was coaching. But you know what? Before I went there, after I made the decision, so many things started to happen. So many things, I was all of a sudden doing different things. And it's funny how the mind works. You know, how many times have you found yourself looking at a coaching offering or a teaching offering where somebody says, I'm going to teach you this and that, and then you will, I don't know, make more money, get that job, get the partner, and so on. And you find yourself looking at this, and you said, well, it sounds good, yeah, but I don't know. It's not going to work in my case. It's not going to make, it's not going to do this. It's not going to do that. The thing is, it is going to do it. The program has done it for hundreds and hundreds of people. The real problem, the real hurdle, is your belief that it's not going to work for you. And as long as we hold on to the belief that this isn't going to work, nothing can work for you. The belief will always be stronger. You can do 100 coaching programs and still hold on to the belief, it's not going to work for me. I know people who have done a lot of coaching things, but they never gave up the belief that they're not good enough. And deciding for a coaching program, especially deciding for an expensive coaching program, and I'm not advertising anything I'm doing here, but in general, the decision is the moment when you decide it could be me, it can be me, I will be able to do this, I will be able to implement this. And taking that money, like saying, okay, I'm going to do this $5,000 coaching program, taking that money and spending it is the sign to your mind that all of a sudden you do have the conviction that you can do it. You know, thoughts create facts, but it also works the other way around. Facts create thoughts. My psychologist, my shrink that I'm regularly seeing, he always tells me, Mr. Gruber, let's stop all this thinking. You're just in this thinking mode all the time. You're just thinking, thinking, thinking. You know what? Stop the thinking. Stop the thinking for a moment. And why don't you just act? Just act. And you will see that the acting will change the thoughts. It's hard to change the thoughts with thoughts, but the actually doing something changes what you think. I know this is, you know, in my own journey of understanding my mind and understanding myself and understanding life, it's weird how what we perceive as reality, I am good at this, I'm not good at that, this is going to happen, this is not going to happen, that all this reality is just thoughts, it's not reality, and that whatever we get in life is a product of our thoughts and of our decisions and of our concepts about the world. And how that reality is created by thoughts, and how this all plays into each other. Now, the decision to go for an expensive learning offering, it's not so much that the expensive programs are any better than the cheap programs, but it is that signal to yourself that you say, I think I can do this, and I think it's gonna be worth, I am worth it. I am that fertile soil where it makes sense to put $5,000 into it. And so the decision is the big thing. The decision to say, I'm going to do this. And then just the fact of accepting that it's going to be me and I can do this, that will make the big difference. Thoughts create facts, but also facts create thoughts. And afterwards, you have different beliefs about yourself. I mean, you know, what's the big difference between learning everything about economics on YouTube or even on high-end courses and going to Harvard Business School? It's the belief. It's a belief that you're a Harvard MBA. Whereas all the rest is, oh, I'm just a YouTube MBA. It's the belief that it can be you. It's you. That's what makes the difference. So, you're great and you're amazing. I know that. You can test this, whether you believe this yourself, because if you're willing to invest into yourself, and if you feel like, man, spending money on myself and my education and somebody coaching me and learning, that's a good idea. That's a great investment. You know, I always find myself doing the opposite and being like, oh, that sounds good, but nah, I don't know. It's not going to work for me. I won't have the time. And then I don't know, in my case. And what if that person, this is not going to work. I'll just keep on doing the same thing that I've always done. I do this all the time. But the background of this is, I don't believe I'm worth it. I don't believe it's going to work for me. And the moment I start to change this and say, no, I'm going to invest into myself, that's the moment when I start to believe, oh, I can do this. I'm good enough for this. Are you good enough for this? Let's go. Let's do that journey together. We're in the same boat. Hope you enjoyed the show. Join my free Facebook group, get a job at McKinsey, BCG, Bain to get a community of like-minded people. And if you want to go deeper, I host two free webinars, one on how to be invited to the interviews and one on how to actually be a superstar in the interview. You can find both of them at moritzgruber.net. That's moritzgruber.net. Moritzgruber.net. It's in the show notes anyway. See you tomorrow.